Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and this is A Year in the Word. Thank you so much for being with me. It is important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all doers of the Word of God. Amen. In His Word is life, and His Word is peace. In His Word is provision. In His Word is understanding. In His Word is wisdom. In His Word is purpose and the answer to this life. In His Word is salvation. Thank you so much for being with me in this journey through a year in the Word. Today, we're coming from Joshua chapter 16 through 20, and I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Word. Joshua chapter 16 through 20, and we're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, Lord God, for allowing us to arise on this morning. We understand, Lord, that somebody did not rise in the land of the living this morning, but we give you glory, Lord, for another opportunity to hear and to understand your word, another opportunity to get closer to you, another opportunity to fulfill our destiny, another opportunity to love you with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul and all of our strength and our neighbors as ourselves, another opportunity. Oh, Lord God, to receive the revelation from your spirit, to feel your presence, amen, in the room, to feel your presence in our bodies, to understand the ways of the spirit, because you've given us understanding, because we know, Lord God, us in and of our human selves, we have no understanding except that you give it to us. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, realizing that it is your grace, your unmerited favor that is with us this morning. Oh Lord, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your spirit. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to be illuminated to your word and to understand what Scripture is saying, and to understand what our Creator is trying to convey to His created ones. Oh, Lord, help us to understand the love story that you have written throughout this word, how you created us, and then you watched us make a horrible decision in moving away from you, and we fell out of your grace and out of your presence, and death was in the earth. Lord God, help us to see and to understand how you turned this around, and you brought forth life in the midst of death. You brought forth grace in the midst of those who were deserving of death. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you praise this morning. Open our hearts and our minds to receive, Lord God, today as we read the word in Joshua chapter 16 through 20, move in us, oh God. Each and every one of us, Lord God, come before you with different things that are going on in our lives. Lord, and I present all of those things before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I am asking, oh God, that the minds that are troubled on today, that you give them peace that surpasses understanding, because you, oh God, are the Prince of Peace. You are the peacemaker. You're the peace giver. You are the one that can stop the storm. You are the one, Lord God, who said that every promise in your word is yes and amen for us. Oh Lord, I thank you so much that the God of our creation, the God who delivers us every day, is for us and not against us. Oh, Lord, we have an enemy that is surely against us and hard after our heels, but you are our salvation, and nothing can separate us from the love that you have for us. So we yield our minds and our souls and our bodies to you this morning, the God of our salvation, and ask you, Lord God, to take control of every situation in our lives, Lord God, every situation, Lord, whether it be financial or psychological or social or emotional, whether it's spiritual, Lord, you are God over it all. Oh, Lord, and we submit ourselves to you. We surrender all to you, even now, that you might have your way in our lives. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God, with everything that is in us. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, because you are moving. Breakthrough is coming forth in the atmosphere. Miracles are being formed by the hand of God, and we are the recipients, and we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're reading, and you are hearing from Joshua chapter 16 through 20 today. Amen. I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we will start reading even now. Joshua 16 through 20. The lot fell to the children of Joseph from the Jordan by Jericho, to the waters of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goes up from Jericho through the mountains to Bethel. Then went out from Bethel to Luz, passed along to the border of the Arkites at Atroth, and went down westward to the boundary of the Japhlethites, as far as the boundary of lower Beth Horon to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. The border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus. And the border of their inheritance on the east side of Atroth, Adar, as far as upper Beth Horon, and the border went out toward the sea on the north side of Mishmathath. Then the border went around Tanath, Shiloh, and passed by it on the east of Genoha. Then it went down from Genoha to Ataroth and Naar, and reached to Jericho and came out at the Jordan. The border went out from Tupah westward to the brook Cana, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families. The separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephraimites to this day and have become forced laborers. So a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, namely for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore, he was given Gilead and Bashan. And there was a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh, according to their families, for the children of Abiezer, the children of Halak, the children of Ezreal, the children of Shechem, the children of Hepher, the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And there are the names of his daughters: Mila, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the rulers, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. 10 shares fell to Manasseh beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons and the rest of Manasseh's sons, the land of Gilead. And the territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Mishmathath and lies east of Shechem. And the border went along the south to the inhabitants of Entupah. Manasseh had the land of Tupah, and Tupah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the border descended to the brook Cana southward to the brook. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. Manasseh's territory was adjoining Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. And in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh and Beth Shean towns, Ibleam and its towns, the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns, three hilly regions. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it happened when the children of Israel grew strong that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are a great people, insomuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?" So Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you." But the children of Joseph said, "The mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. But those who are of Beth Shean and its towns, those who are in the valley of Jezreel." And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, Ephraim, and to Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall not only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong." Now the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together in Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of meeting there. And the land was subdued before them, but there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Then Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Pick out from among you three men for each tribe, and I will send them. They shall rise and go through the land, survey it according to their inheritance, and come back to me. And they shall divide it into seven parts. Judah shall remain in their territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall remain in their territory on the north. You shall therefore survey the land in seven parts, and bring the survey here to me, and that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad, Reuben, and the half of the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them." Then the men arose to go away, and Joshua charged those who went to survey the land, saying, "Go, walk through the land, survey it, and come back to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." So the men went, passed through the land, and wrote the survey in a book, Shiloh. Then Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. Now the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the territory of their lot came out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their territory, their border on the north side began at the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north and went up through the mountains westward. It ended at the wilderness of Beth Aven. The border went over from there toward Luz and to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward. And the border descended to Ataroth Adar, near the hill that lies on the south side of lower Beth Horon. Then the border extended around the west side to the south from the hill that lies before Beth Horon southward, and it ended at Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west side. The south side began at the end of Kirjath Jearim, and the border extended on the west and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. Then the border came down to the end of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim on the north, descended to the valley of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusite city on the south, and descended to En Rogel, and it went around from the north and went out to En Shemesh, and extended toward Gilliloth, which is before the ascent of Adumim, and descended to the stone of Bohem, the son of Reuben. Then it passed along toward the north side of Arabah and went down to Arabah, and the border passed along to the north side of Beth Hogla. Then the border ended at the north bay at the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the southern border. The Jordan was its border on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to its boundaries, all around according to its families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth Arba, Zemaram, Bethel, Adlam, Para, Ophrah, Shephar, Hamami, Ophni, and Gabah, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Shephirah, Boza, Rechem, Irpeel, Terala, Zila, Eleth, Jebus, which is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Jireh, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families. The second lot came from Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had in their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazar-Zuel, Bala, Ezim, Altoled, Bethuel, Horma, Ziglag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susa, Beth-Labbeoth, and Sharuan, 13 cities and their villages. An, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities, and their villages, and all the villages that were around these cities, as far as Baal Beer, Ramah of the south. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And the inheritance of the children of Simeon was included in the share of the children of Judah. The share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of that people. The third lot came out for the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Their border went toward the west and to Merilah, went to Dabasheth, and extended along the brook that is east of Jokanem. Then from Sarid it went eastward toward the sunrise along the border of Shiphlah Tabor, and went out toward Deboroth, bypassing Jephia. And from there it passed along on the east of Gath-Hepher toward Eth-Kazin, and extended to Rimmon, which borders on Nea. Then the border went around it on the north side of Hanathon, and it ended in the valley of Jiphthah-El. Included were Kathath, Nalel, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities and their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out to Issachar. The children of Issachar, according to Jezreel, and including Sheshulath, Shunem, Hephram, Shinan, Anaharath, Rabbias, Kishion, Abez, Remeth, in Ganim, in Hada, and Beth Pazez. And the border reached to Tebar, Shahazima, and Beth Shemesh. Their border ended at the Jordan. 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their territory included Halkath, Hali, Beton, Ashaphath, Alamech, Ahmed, Mishael, and it reached to Mount Carmel westward along the brook Shehor Libnah. It turned toward the sunrise to Beth Dagon, and it reached to Zebulun and to the valley of Ziphat El. Then northward beyond Beth Emok and Neiel, bypassing Kabul, which was on the left, including Abron, Rahab, Hammon, and Cana, as far south as Greater Sidon. And the border turned to Ramah and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa and ended to the sea by the region of Ashzib. Also, Uma, Rehob were included. 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, and the children of Naphtali, according to their families, and their border began at Helaph, enclosing the territory from the near Terebinth tree in Zaanam, Adami, Nechem, and Zabneel, as far as Lechum. It ended at the Jordan. From Heleph, the border extended westward as westward to Asnath Tabor, and went out from there toward it adjoined Zebulun on the south side and Asher on the west side, and ended at Judah by the Jordan toward the sunrise. And the fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rekath, Shinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, In Hazor, Iron, Migdal El, Horem, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities and their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, and the territory of their inheritance was Zora, Ashtel, Ir Shemesh, She'el Benim, Ai Jalon, Jethla, Elon, Timnah, Akron, Elteka, Gibbethon, Baaleth, Jehud, Bene Barak, Gath Rimon, Bay Jarkon, and Rakan, with the region near Joppa. And the border of the children of Dan went beyond these, because the children of Dan went up to fight against Lamech and took it, and they struck it with the edge of the sword, took possession of it, and dwelt in it. They called Lamech Dan after the name of their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land as an inheritance according to their borders, the children of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the mountains of Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt in it. There were the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided as an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the country. And the Lord also spoke to Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he flees to one of these cities and stands at the entrance of the gate of the city and declares his case in the hearing of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city as one of them and give him a place, and that he may dwell among them. Then if the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not deliver the slayer into his hands, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, but did not hate him beforehand. And he shall dwell in the city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the one who is high priest in those days. Then the slayer may return and come to his own city and his own house, to the city from which he fled. So they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in the mountains of Naphtali, Shechem, in the mountains of Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah. And on the other side of the Jordan, by the Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness of the plain, from the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead, from the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan, from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger who dwelt among them, that whoever might flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. I have read and you have heard from Joshua chapters 16 through 20. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Until next time, amen.